Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Federal Home Loan Bank Board, we welcome you all today to this most important occasion, the swearing in of our new member, John DeLate. I'd like to, first of all, ask Mr. DeLate if he would step forward so that he might take the oath of office. They want to have us stay in the center, so if Harry Clauser will come and hold the Bible, it would make it easier. Mr. DeLate, you repeat after me. I, John DeLate, do solemnly swear.
I, John DeLate, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation, purpose or evasion.
And I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you. John, congratulations. We welcome you as a member of the Federal Home Loan Bank Board. You can understand, I'm sure, how Joe and I felt when we learned that Ira Dixon would not further serve with us. However, your appointment served to make us happy, as it also made Ira Dixon happy, because no one, I think, in the United States is better qualified by his experience and his education and by his character to serve in this important position as you are. Most of you know John, but in the event that you don't know a few details, I like to say that he was born in Minnesota. I won't tell you how many years ago, but you can check it. He attended, of all places, Harvard University, both as an undergraduate and as a law student, and received his LLB from Harvard University Law School. He was very active in civic affairs in his native state and city, where, as you know, he was the president of the Farmers Mechanics Bank, one of the oldest mutual thrift institutions in the Midwest. He also served as the vice president during the wartime of the American Red Cross and in charge of foreign operations. He also served as president of the National Association of Mutual Savings Banks in the year of 1959-1960. When I first requested that Grover Inslee recommend to me some names for a possible appointment to the task force, Grover recommended, among others, John DeLate. And I want to thank Grover for his recommendation, because John said is one of the most able and learned members of that task force. We are very fortunate. We have many of the task force members here today. But they are a very brilliant and learned group of men. And most of all, I can't imagine any group of men that have a nicer personality. Yet, if I observe correctly, I think that John was considered one of the most popular members of that task force. By his knowledge, his intimate acquaintance with the fifth industry, his intimate grasp of the complex problems which confront the board, I feel that John will bring to the board a new insight into some of our problems, a new breadth of knowledge, and I'm sure that all this will be good for the industry we supervise, for the administration under whom we serve, and most importantly, for the public whom we are, we took our oath, and John this morning took his oath to serve. So I'm very happy to have John with us, and I hope that he will serve for many more years with us for the good of all of us and you people who are in this room who are so intimately acquainted with the industry which we operate. Now, I would like to ask if my colleague, Joe Williams, would like to say a few words, and I'll have a few other people speak on this occasion. I know that each one of you in the room would like to say something about John, but most of you will have to reserve that for your private conversations. But there are a few that I would like to ask to come up to the platform. Joe Williams, who is a member of our board.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. DeLate, and ladies and gentlemen, I concur with our able chairman in saying to you that we think that the President of the United States couldn't have made a better appointment than appointing John on this board. I was overjoyed when I heard that he was going to be appointed. I had been saddened somewhat by the fact that we had learned that he was not going to appoint Ira Dixon, but it made us happy when we found out that we were going to have a person that we knew and the caliber of John to serve with us. Now, I said to you, John, that I have, you'll be a minority member in name alone on the board. I was a, I was a minority member during my first tenure on the board, and I soon found out that we had no minorities and majorities on that board, that we all worked for the good of the United States of America and our citizens in America, and we only did what we thought was best for America and the savers and the homeowners of America. It's going to be that way with you, I assure you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think perhaps we'll be making a little bit of history here in Washington, D.C., because it's not usual that a man you replace comes up and speaks on your behalf. But I know how Ira Dixon feels about John, and we're also very fortunate in having Ira Dixon continue his work for the board, and he is going to be extremely helpful to us in translating his years of knowledge and experience into activity which will provide for better supervision and regulation and better operations of this industry for the people. I'd like to ask Ira to step forward and say a few words.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Congratulations and greeting to you, John DeLate. It has been an honor and a privilege for me to have served on this board for 8 years. I know from John DeLate's background and from his character that he will be a great asset to the country and to the savings and loan and thrift industries. It isn't easy, of course, to be replaced, but I certainly feel honored to have a man of the caliber, the reputation, and the ability of John DeLate to succeed me and he has my very best and sincere wishes. Thank you.
We have with us today the congressman that represents John's district in Congress. We're very happy to present to you Congressman Clark McGregor of Minnesota.
Thank you very much, Chairman McMurray and Mr. Dixon, Mr. Williams, John. Ladies and gentlemen, as a personal friend of long standing of John DeLate and his most gracious wife, Carolyn DeLate, it's a pleasure indeed, a personal pleasure for me to have an opportunity to participate very briefly in your program, Chairman McMurray. You've heard a good deal, and you will learn more in the future about the academic accomplishments of John DeLate, the new member of the Federal Home Loan Bank Board. I think you know something of him in terms of his professional competence and his stature among thrift institutions, his experience with the whole process of home loans and its importance in this country and of savings banks in general. But as a resident of the immediate area in which Mr. and Mrs. John DeLate have come to you, I want to say just one word about the other contributions which Mr. and Mrs. John DeLate have made to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area of Minnesota. I think you could hardly find an activity of a civic, a cultural, a philanthropic, or an educational or historic area of civic interest in which they have not left their mark. Of particular interest to me was the efforts that John DeLate put in as recent president of the Minnesota Historical Society. And his efforts there have increased the membership and the interest and participation of Minnesotans generally in the history of our state. I could go on about the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra, about other cultural activities in which he has interested in himself, the charitable contributions which he has made. Suffice to say, you have, as an addition to the Federal Home Loan Bank Board, and all of us have, a man of rare talents and accomplishments. It's a distinct personal pleasure for me to extend the hand of friendship to Washington, to Carolyn, and to John DeLate.
Thank you very much, Congressman. I'd now like to have some of the members of our task force, just one or two of them, speak. And I'd like to recognize now Rusty Crawford, who is the president of the Bowery Savings Bank in New York and who served with John on a task force. And together, they did the savings industry proudly. And of course, they have contributed, as I indicated when I talked about John, very substantially to the work of the task force. Mr. Crawford, president of the Bowery Savings Bank.
This little speech comes as a complete surprise, I assure you. My father always told me that a good impromptu speech took about 4 hours to prepare, and I've had about 14 seconds. I think just about everything that can be said about John has been said. I might only add that as far as the savings bank members of the task force are concerned, President Kennedy certainly picked the right one. And I might say that as far as the savings bank industry as a whole is concerned, I don't think that the president could have made a better choice than John DeLate. He's a great personal friend of mine, and I want to wish him the best of good fortune, and I'm sure that he's going to be able to contribute a great deal to the dream that he holds, and many of us in the industry hold, of an ultimate unification of the thrift industries. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rusty. I actually don't know Rusty's proper first name, but it'd be we love him as Rusty, though. I'd like to have another member of the task force come up if he would, and I'm sure that he has equal time for preparation of his talk. And that is Henry Bubb, who will also speak on behalf of the U.S. Savings and Loan League. Henry Bubb. Henry. Henry is the president, I have to give him a commercial, of the Capital Savings and Loan Association, Topeka, Kansas.
Rusty, if you were surprised, I'm more than surprised. I do want to say, though, never did I think in November 1960, when Kennedy was elected, that I would be standing in front of an audience and saying what fine people he had appointed to office. I do want to congratulate him for first appointing Joe and certainly now John DeLate. I'm glad to find myself in agreement with him on some important matters. John DeLate was first known to me some 8 or 9 years ago when I took on the chairmanship of the Legislative Affairs of the United States League, and through Grover and some of his predecessors, the U.S. League and the Mutual Savings Bank, got together on meetings to see if between us we couldn't save America. And at that time I met John before he was president of the Mutual Savings Bank Group. I admired him from the start as not only a brilliant person, but a great personality and a great leader. And I know the Mutual Savings Bank people felt the same way when they elected him as his president. Then I worked with him when he was president of the Mutual Savings Banks and again on the task force. And, of course, when I heard that he was going to be appointed, I was very much elated. I, too, was sorry to lose the services of Ira Dixon, who's done a great, great many wonderful things for the savings and loan business. But I'm very happy that he could be succeeded by such a competent and able man. It's a pleasure for me to welcome you, John, to this new position.
Thank you very much, Henry. I'd now like to ask Mr. John Kress, who is the president of the National Association of Mutual Savings Bank, if he'd like to say a few words. Mr. John Kress.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Williams, Mr. Dixon, and newly inducted member John, it's a real personal pleasure for me to be here and also to represent our National Association and to join with our fellow savings bankers in welcoming and congratulating John to this new office. He and I have been associated together in savings banking for many years. We will miss him in the councils of our National Association. I know that Minneapolis' loss and our loss will be Washington and the board's gain. He has been a real leader in our savings bank business. He has had a great interest in the extension of our savings bank banking industry. Very active as a chairman of our committee on extension and in the formation of the new bank in Alaska. He has been and still is a vice president. I imagine he's going to have to give up all of those connections with the International Thrift Institute. As he's traveled around in this country and in the world, he has taken a great interest in savings and in housing, all of which I'm sure will help him in his new association with the board. It's a real pleasure for me to join in these congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Kress. I'd now like to ask the person that got John into this whole business by recommending him to the task force, Dr. Grover Inslee, an old friend of mine from way back, if he would care to say a few words. Grover?
Chairman, this is probably one of the happiest days of my life, and I'm certainly pleased to stand up here and say this, and I wouldn't really need the microphone to be heard, I'm sure. But I do think that the industry, the thrift industry in this country, will benefit, and thereby the community that makes up this great nation will greatly benefit in the years to come because of the selection, the wisdom in the selection, the President of the United States in putting on this board this man to work with the other very competent and illustrious members of the Home Loan Bank Board in seeking to carry out the statutory responsibilities under which they operate and improve those statutory responsibilities and base upon which they operate as the nation requires in the years to come. I certainly want to, on behalf of Mrs. Inslee and myself, congratulate Mrs. DeLate and John for this opportunity that they have taken to come to Washington and serve the United States government and serve all of us.
I would like now to ask the representative of the National Association of Insured Saving and Loan Associations, its Executive Vice President, Ken Heisler, if he'd care to say a few words.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I have noticed the shortness and the tersity of all the speeches, and I trust that I will comply with the rest in that. I learned, as some of you know, last Saturday, probably made the shortest speech of my life. I don't know whether the most effective or the best, but anyway, it seemed to go over all right. I hesitate to tell a story here because Joe Williams, who generally stars in that, didn't condescend to tell his usual stories, but I think I could be excused if I told a true story about Harvard Law School. We ended our first year, one of our associates wired home to his father, and he said, wired home to his sister, and he said, "Prepare, Dad, I have flunked all five." Sister wired back, said, "Dad prepared, prepare yourself." Well, that's the way I felt when Joe McMurray accosted me at the door and said I would be asked to say a few words. We of the National League overwhelmingly welcome John DeLate as a member of the Federal Home Loan Bank Board. I don't know that he knows what he's getting into, because when I was a member of the Federal Home Loan Bank Board, our problems were much less. And today they have been troubled. But in any event, I'm sure he'll be very capable of carrying his load, and we certainly welcome him. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ken. We have, as you know, 11 Federal Home Loan Banks about the country, and we have here today one of the presidents representing all the other presidents of the system. He is the president of the bank which whose area John DeLate's Farmers Mechanic Bank was in, and he only last year became the first savings bank in that part of the country. In fact, one of the first savings banks to come back into the Federal Home Loan Bank system. I now have great pleasure in introducing to you Robert Bush, who is the president of the Des Moines Bank.
Mr. Chairman, John, ladies and gentlemen, it seems to me that everyone's going to have an opportunity to speak here today except John DeLate. I am very happy and proud to be here on what I consider a very momentous occasion, as our business is coming into all of these serious problems that we have had and will have. The type of person that John DeLate is will be a great tower of strength for all of us. And on behalf of the bank presidents, John, I would like to congratulate you on the appointment to this most important position that you have. Perhaps back our way in the Middle West, we know John better than some of you. We know him to be a man of great integrity, great intelligence, great ability, and a man who I know will do a tremendous job for our country. Congratulations, John.
Bob, you embarrass me. I'm not going to let anybody else speak. But I would like to introduce a few people in the audience. First of all, I'm sure that you would all like to meet the person who makes John go, and without whose consent, of course, he wouldn't be here today. Mrs. Care DeLate. And it's enough to say his mother, Mrs. DeLate. And his mother-in-law and his father-in-law, Mr. and Mrs. Paul Lenoux. Lenoux?
That's my sister.
Oh.
That's my sister. My mother-in-law is here.
I'm sorry, that was his sister and in-law and brother-in-law. And his mother-in-law, I'm sorry, Mrs. Erminger. And his older daughter, Mrs. Pillsbury. And his younger daughter, Leela. I'd also like to have recognized the other members of the task force that are here. Bob Walker, and he brought his lovely lady along. Won't you stand up? And Mr. Rex Baker from Texas. Bob Walker is from Florida, Miami. The first chartered Savings and Loan Association in the United States. And Mr. Theobald from Illinois.
Peoria,
Joe. I was trying to fetch for that. And Mr. Joseph Hulsker from Staten Island, New York. And Mr. Arthur Caution, and he has with him his beautiful wife. Won't you stand? And you already met Rusty Crawford and Henry Bubb. We have representatives from, I won't ask them all to stand up, and for fear of someone isn't here that's supposed to be, any possible embarrassment that they're not here, perhaps they got caught in the rain. Incidentally, John, some people would say this is a poor day in Washington. Actually, we're all very happy in Washington, and we finally got some rain, so I consider it a good omen. We have representatives from the Housing Agency, the Housing and Home Finance Agency, the Public Housing Agency, the Federal Reserve System, and the American Bankers Association, and the U.S. League, the National League, the Bureau of the Budget, and many other agencies of government. We welcome you all, and we're very happy that you could participate in this ceremony. I would now like to ask John if you have anything you would like to say.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Williams, Mr. Dixon, representatives of many savings and loan associations and their leagues, representatives of savings banks and their association, and last but certainly not least, my friends from Minneapolis and my relatives from various parts of the world. It was, Mr. Williams, 55 years ago that my mother gave birth to me on an island in the Mississippi River. And I have been waiting for 55 years for this occasion to have her hear something good about me. And I have never heard so many nice, good things as I have heard today. Honestly, I am flabbergasted. I'm overwhelmed with the tributes that have been paid here. In all humility, I take up my duties, Mr. Chairman, as a new member of the Federal Home Loan Bank Board here in Washington. And I accept the serious responsibilities which go with the office. Mrs. Delight and I have uprooted ourselves from another city, from other friends, and other associates. We have come for the time being to share the work, the excitement, and even the trials and tribulations about which I have been duly warned, which are all part of life in the capital of the greatest nation. On our part, it is a matter of conviction and of public service. I am deeply honored to have been tapped on the shoulder, as they say in New Haven, to succeed the Honorable Ira Dixon, who is so kindly here with us today before departing on a business trip to Chicago. I welcome the opportunity to serve on the same board with the faithful, and I believe you will agree, fearless Chairman Joseph P. McMurray from New York, and that great Virginia gentleman, Joseph Williams. They have gained my deepest respect and warm friendship in the numerous meetings of the task force of the Federal Home Loan Bank Board during the past year. Now, lest it be said that I am but a minority member of the board, may I hasten to reply that is only technically correct. And may I add emphatically that the supervising, the strengthening, and the ensuring of the great thrift and home financing institutions of our country are not matters of political expediency. I am confident that the other two members of the board will agree with me that the responsibility is too great, that the saver's dollar is too sacred, and that the homeowner's financing is too important to be subjects of bargaining or dissension. I will always be ready to do and to decide what is right for the saver, the home borrower, and therefore for America.
Now, lest it be said that I am but a savings banker, may I reply that was technically correct until 2 days ago. And may I add emphatically that from this day forward, I am dedicated to the service and stimulation of all thrift and home lending institutions. By this, I mean, of course, the huge savings and loan association industry on the one hand, and the great savings bank industry on the other hand. It has not escaped attention that these two together total $130 billion in assets and about $100 billion in home loans. So, ladies and gentlemen, once and for all, I reiterate that I intend to do and decide what, in my judgment, is right for the best interests of all savers and all home loaners here in our country. One does not have to travel far into other countries to realize that individual housing here in America is so well developed that it forms the basis for freedom in America. That such a great and lasting benefit is derived from the savers' pennies and dollars is indeed proof of the miracle of thrift. Mr. Chairman, thank you for this opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's still only 10 to 3, and John has 2 hours more work to do before he can get off and get back with his family. And I know most of you want to get back to your offices, so with that, I would like to thank each and every one of you for being with us today. And I see Carl Cohen in the audience, and there are other members from the House Banking and Currency Committee. I know, I just don't happen to see their face from here. The light is against me. But to the members of Congress, I know that you will carry the message that the Full Home Loan Bank Board is going to do the best job that any board of the Federal Home Loan Bank ever did, and we're going to do it because we have one more powerful force that will work with us, John DeLay. We're very happy to have you with us, John, and I hope that God will bless you with good health, wisdom, and understanding. Thank you all for coming.